Welcome to Your Future Is Now, hosted by Jim Grant and Bill Heinrich. Their show is dedicated to sharing information in business, health, and obstacles we face in our everyday lives. Jim is also the TV host of Messages of Inspiration and Hope on E360 TV. Bill is the author of Seven Levels of Truth and is a master in the world of getting clarity in your mind to clear out the cobwebs and remove mental barriers that hold you back. Each week, they will interview an exciting guest. We're so glad you've tuned in. Be sure to share the show. And now, here's Jim.
And welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Your Future Is Now is proudly brought to you by the good guys at the 6MinuteWebinar.com. The 6-Minute Webinar is the tool that every business person needs, whether they're an author, entrepreneur, what you name it. I mean, right down the line, if you're in business online and you're trying to get your message out there, and even if you have a brick and mortar business and you got a website, you really need to get your message out there. And the 6-Minute Webinar, it does it in one sentence. It actually attracts your ideal client, and it repels all of the other people that you cannot help. And I am very fortunate and very blessed because today, as in all of our broadcasts, we have the honorary host here on on TogoNet Radio. I do 5 shows a week on the television, E360 TV. I apologize for that. But the honorary host here on TogoNet is Mr. Bill Heinrich. Bill is the co-creator of the 6-Minute Webinar. Mr. Bill, number one, welcome to the show. Number two, would you be so kind as share some information about the 6-Minute Webinar?
Thank you, Jim. I'd be happy to. I love to talk about the 6-Minute Webinar. We just did every month we do a boot camp. We're going to be doing our next boot camp February 27th, and you can get information about the boot camp at the 6MinuteWebinar.com. You know, I got to tell you something funny. One of our participants last week, you had him on your show this week. It was Rennie Gable.
Rennie, from yeah.
Wealth mm-hmm. For Wealth on Any Income. But he had not attended the boot camp previously. He knew about it. But his question was, why does it take 3 hours to learn how to do a 6-minute webinar? But in the boot camp, you were there when we took Rennie through his steps.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
He's been in business 40 years, Jim. Were you mm-hmm. there when he spoke about, he say about it?
What did he say? If I remember correctly, he said he'd been in business for 40 years and he's always struggled. Right. And this here is so simple. And, you know, once he heard and saw the way it was put together, it just made so much common sense. It's kind of like, hadn't I thought of this before? And on the TV show, he gave a better commercial for the 6-Minute Webinar than if they'd have paid me $50,000 to do. He just bragged on it. It just blew him away.
Well, because as he said, he over 40 years trying mm-hmm. to get this information, he was never able to do it. Mm-hmm. And what came out when he got his 6-Minute Webinar, we have a technology called ScriptPal. You answer questions and the ScriptPal writes the webinar for you, Jim. You get all that for $99 in a 3-hour boot camp. You will learn more about your business and how to speak about your business to your perfect client in that boot camp than you ever have before. I don't care what level you're at. We'll take you to a new level of clarity mm-hmm. that will improve how you communicate to others, because a 6-Minute Webinar covers 12 critical areas that must be included to make a powerful call to action. Mm-hmm. All of those steps have to be in there. And the interesting thing about it is you can put those steps into a networking meeting, Jim, or if you give a short talk, or if you give mm-hmm. a long talk, or if you're writing an article. There's so many different ways you can use the clarity you get. But anyways, like I said, I can talk about the 6-Minute Webinar for a long time. We're having so much fun. Just how effective it is with other people and what they're learning. Everybody's just stunned.
Just like what Stephanie Duane, she's one of the people who implemented the 6-minute talk originally in her presentation. She's a clinical hypnotist, and like mm-hmm. she says, you know, during this 6-minute webinar, I will show you 3 ways to deal with anxiety. Boom, or get over his anxiety, however she words it. But right there, people who suffer from anxiety, 6 minutes, they're going like, okay,
yeah,
tell me more. People that doesn't suffer from that, you know, they're gone. They're not your ideal client. So that's the beauty in it. You don't waste anyone's time, as opposed to the old traditional webinars are like 20 minutes going into the problem and who they are and all that stuff. When you, if you didn't have the problem, you wouldn't be there in the first place. That's really amazing.
Yeah. It's really fascinating to see the way it's grown. And it's always fascinating to see what happens with people because they, you know what happens? This is amazing. This mm-hmm. is our 5th boot camp we've done mm-hmm. in our proof of concept with it. They're 3 hours long.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we've had, in 6 boot camps, I'd say we've had 150 people attend all 6 right. of them.
Yeah, that's about
in
right.
total. No one leaves early.
Yeah. And that's without any bio breaks either.
Yeah. We just go straight through. In fact, the last one, we went another half hour at the end. They had so many questions that about things for themselves. So we helped them out. So anyway,
I remember that first one when Don says, well, we want to respect everyone's time. It's been 3 hours. And a couple of ladies says, wait a minute, we want more here.
Yeah.
I remember that. And I tell you right now, we've got a guest that's waiting to be joining the show here, Mr. Mark Stephen Pooler. My goodness gracious, he just started his first broadcast on E360 TV yesterday. I watched his show, and I'm telling you, this guy knows how to put on a first-class show. I was honored to be interviewed on his radio program, and my goodness gracious, he is just known as the guy that can help you get from where you are to where you want to be. And Mr. Bill, we're honored to have him on the show, aren't we?
I am. I'm really looking forward to the things. Mark's resume is so deep, Jim. I'm not even sure where we're supposed to start.
I'm kind of like you, so we're just going to, I'm kind of like you, we're going to follow the energy here.
Hey, Mark, welcome to the show. And where should we start? What's the primary message you want to give out? Because you do so many different things in helping people get expansion in their business.
Hey, Bill. Hey, Jim. Thank you so much for inviting me onto this show today. It's a pleasure to be here with you both. I would say a great place to start would be for me just to share a little bit about my past and where I have come from, because there are a lot of people that may be struggling right now in business with the global pandemic, lockdowns, the way the world has been the last year. So I would just like to shine a light that you can create a whole new reality and you still can create success through these testing times. So I was always the guy at school that got bullied about the way I looked and about my sexuality at first school at the age of 5 years old. The bullying carried on all the way through my childhood to secondary school. At secondary school, it was a lot worse. And I left school with a really bad education, no GCSE results. In fact, if you put all my GCSE results together, they would spell the word fudge. They were that bad. And I started drug taking at the age of 15. It started on softer drugs to start with. And by the age of 21, my life had spiraled out of control. And I ended up addicted to crack cocaine and heroin. I actually collapsed and died from drug use. I woke up in hospital, chest all shaven, where shock pads had been used on me to bring me back to life. bruises all up my arms where adrenaline had been pumped into me. I was living a bad life. My life was going nowhere. So I think that is a good starting place to show that I haven't always created success. I have actually gone through challenges and been through real difficult times before I actually have created a better future for myself.
So let me ask you a question. What is it from that past experience that led you to do what you do today?
I always had a strong belief in myself and my vision for the future, and I religiously started working on my belief systems and the choices that I were making, and I really have a real strong work ethic. So I always wanted to succeed, but through drug addiction, that takes all of your self-worth. I would say it would be my persistence and hard work ethic to a better future is what has led me into a better future, Bill.
So tell us about what you're doing today.
So today I am a PR expert. I have a PR agency called TMSP Agency, where I support high profile, high value individuals to be seen, heard and get noticed with worldwide digital media to become known globally. That's written credibility articles, expert radio and television interviews, press release and major publication features. I also do inspirational speaking as well in schools around bullying, drug awareness and mental health.
Wow. Go ahead, Jim.
I was just going to say, you know, Bill, we had him on our TV show, and my goodness gracious, I'm going to look up the episode and all that so people could get a chance to see Mark and listen to Mark's message. It's on the YouTube channel, Messages of Inspiration and Hope. We're about ready to go to a commercial. We'll be right back right after this brief message.
SpeakersPathway.com is the proud sponsor of Your Future Is Now, a show dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the vision and mission of Speakers Pathway. Dr. Sony Jackson's expertise is on the art of marketing while cultivating a long-term customer relationship in your business world. Do you know what to say or how to deliver your message to complete strangers? If so, Sony can help you. Tamara Hunter is a cancer survivor and works with people to focus their message or mission to the audience they want to reach. Do you feel called to create a movement to make the world a better place? If so, Tamara can help you. For additional information from any of our executive training directors, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
You ever wonder how reindeer survived a severe cold? Well, they snuzzle around for some moss to eat. Moss contains a special chemical that helps keep their body fluids warm. And they're going to have to keep warm if they're going to pull Santa's sleigh every year. Santa's sleigh was originally called a winged doodle. Both male and female reindeer grow antlers, but male reindeer drop their antlers at the beginning of winter. I can't help but wonder why Santa's reindeer from Rudolph to Blitzen had male names. Since they had antlers, they would have had to be female. We women should have known only females would be able to drag a hefty man outfitted in a red velvet suit, originally called a hoopin' daddy, all around the world in one night and not get lost. It's marching down. I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Words.
And welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. We have the honor and privilege of having Mr. Mark Stephen Pooler with us today. He's joined us all the way from England, the UK over there. He's got a wonderful radio show. He started his new TV show on E360 TV. And I'm going to have to ask Mark, I know it's about business, but I mean, he's got a specific name for it, and I don't want to slaughter it or put a thought in your mind. It's not there, but his show, I watched it yesterday. I'm telling you what, Mark smacked it out of the park. If you're looking for a good infotaining show with a great guest, I mean, my goodness gracious, he has smacked it right out of the park. I've had the privilege of being on his TV show. We're so honored to have him here on our radio show. And ladies and gentlemen, I tell you, I'm joined by Mr. Bill Heinrich, the co-author of the 6-minute webinar. And Bill, I tell you, we love to brag on that 6-minute webinar. I know you do, don't you, brother?
Well, it's people have had so much success that have come to our boot camp and have used it, Jim. So yeah, it's so much fun. We're doing another boot camp February 27th. You can get information at the 6minutewebinar.com. We typically do about one boot camp a month, and mm-hmm. it's 3 hours where we really teach you how to focus in to speak about your business. Mm-hmm. And I mean, we give a guarantee, but that's kind of a joke because you'll be so amazed at what you learn. It's pretty astounding.
Yeah, because it's not...
For $99, it's a mm-hmm. great value.
It really is. And I just wanted to add, pardon me for interrupting, is that the beautiful thing about it, you don't go to a pep rally or some coaching or do it this way. You're going to leave there with something you can actually use with a product in your hand. I mean, that's the beauty of it. I mean, it's just boom. It's just that great. It really is. And Bill, I tell you, Mr. Mark Stephen Pooler, he is really, he's going to share some great information on how he became an entrepreneur. I can't wait to hear him. How about you?
Oh, myself included. I'd like to hear about his entrepreneurial journey. Mark, why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
So all through my working days, I was a hairdresser and I worked for some of the biggest name salons here in the UK, celebrity hair salons. So I was used to working with celebrities early on. By the age of 30, I had had enough of working for other people, making lots of money for them and not making much money for myself. So the start of my entrepreneurship journey, I set up as a freelance hairstylist, and that was great. I run the business for 1 year. And then I was offered an amazing opportunity in network marketing. I said yes to the opportunity. That was the start of my entrepreneurship journey. It opened up the world of social media entrepreneurship, personal development. I really started to work on myself, on my mindset. I went from having 300 friends on Facebook to being maxed out on nearly all of my platforms. I learned branding skills, how to network, the power of networking. So that was the start of my entrepreneurship journey. I built a team of 60, recruited into 6 different countries. But I wasn't following my passion. I used to watch the motivational speakers at networking events. And I thought, that's what I want to do. I want to be a speaker and share my story to help and inspire others. So I left network marketing and jumped in the deep end to become a speaker. I spoke all over the UK for free. I have spoken on the same stage as Jack Canfield in Toronto. I launched my first book and then my second book, Step Into Your Brilliance, which is an entrepreneurship guide to the power of positive storytelling and social media to position yourself as an expert. The book became a number one bestseller in Canada, USA and UK. And then I was interviewed like this on a USA radio network sharing my story. And the radio network got in touch with me and asked if I would like to be the co-host of the show. So that was what I did. I became a co-host to a show to a 3 million audience. And that is what led me to the world of media, press and PR, what I do today.
That's really fascinating. Yeah, that's amazing, isn't it? I was just going to say, wow, you you didn't expect that going in to be on the show, to be invited back like it, did you?
No, and that's why I talk a lot about the importance of being seen, noticed and heard. I help my clients with expert positioning, giving them credibility, authority, whilst giving them huge exposure, which gives them the visibility, which leads to building trust, which allows my clients then to go on to attract clients. So it's so important. And I know from my own experience of being on a radio show to then co-hosting the show and then being a PR and media expert, the power of media, PR, radio shows like this, written credibilities, press features, television, radio interviews. Now more than ever, it has shown us that online is here to stay, and it is a quick way to build that credibility and authority, and a quick way to get your message out to thousands or even millions of people. And through the pandemic, I think it's really shown the strength of online media, and I can only see that going stronger as time passes.
Oh, yeah, because the thing that really hit me when you were talking about, you know, you were on the show and then you came back as co-host and all that, you must have gave one powerful type of presentation, because, you know, a lot of folks think when they get on a TV show or radio show or something, they want to impress people with their knowledge, their product and all that. But really, it's coming from the heart, because people want to know you, like you and trust you first. And you want to be able to raise that curiosity. So that's the objective I tell, you know, guests that's on our shows. But with you, I mean, you had to really blow them away just to, hey, we need this guy as a co-host. I mean, I salute you on that, brother. I really do. Bill, that's impressive, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really amazing. And what was it after you got on the, became hosting the radio show, was it that you saw how fast you could grow your brand that led you into the media?
So I started co-hosting the show. That then led me to open my own show, which is called Brilliance Business, which is on the Business Innovators Radio Network, which is a USA-based radio network. That is when I was opened up to press and media, being able to publish to various different platforms. And I got a press badge allowing me to go into events, etc., etc., as a press person, allowing me to publish press releases. And it's even grown further just this last year alone. And I now have my own publishing platform, which is called MSPNewsGlobal.com. That is MSPNewsGlobal.com, which is a premium business news outlet where we do written credibility articles, press releases, which allows us to really position our clients in a premium setting next to celebrities, billionaires, high-profile people in business, personal development, allowing our clients to really get visible, but really position them and give them credibility and authority. Advertising is no longer an effective way. I'm not saying don't use advertising, but media and PR is much more effective because it's someone else singing your praises for you, third party credibility. And when someone else is singing your praises for you, people are more likely to take notice of it. So it is much more effective than a front page ad, for example, when you have got a media outlet, a business magazine, giving you that third party credibility. So I'd urge everyone to go out and check out www.mspnewsglobal.com, where we have some great, great articles on the platform.
That's really amazing, I tell you. You know, and when you were on the TV show and I was on your radio show and all that, we talked a lot, and you, I know you're very big on this. We're very big on this, the importance of collaboration, helping people and being helped in areas that you need to be helped in, because we all need that helping hand. That fits right in with what you're saying there. And would you share a little bit about how important collaboration is for people to use as a tool in their business?
Yes, I know we're coming up to a break, so I'll keep it short and sweet. A world of collaboration, cooperation, and not competition. Everybody thrives. Joint ventures is definitely the way forward. Coming from the heart, having great ethics, collaboration, not competition.
And ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back with a little bit more about that right after this brief message.
This show, Your Future Is Now, is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people define their future. Is fear holding you back from your calling or your life mission? Do you struggle with taking that first step? If so, Bill Henrich is our catalyst to help you create perspectives with new possibilities that will bring you more peace, more joy, more love in your life and freedom. Do you struggle trying to build your strategy? Do you know how to reach your end results? If not, Gigi Ames is your expert in strategy and helping you create your step-by-step game plan to reach your finish line. For more information on creating the life you want to live, reach out to Bill Henrich. Or if Gigi Ames can help you with building your strategy with your end goal in sight, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
It's words you've never heard.
Laughter was such good medicine. Ancient Greek physicians sent their patients to visit comedians to be healed. In the 1300s, surgeon Henry D. Mondeville used to tell jokes to his patients in the recovery room. Dr. Mondeville must have been a bit of a witzel such. That's a person who tells jokes and no one ever laughs. We laugh six times more when in the company of another person than we do by ourselves, and 30 times more when we are in a group. Laughter isn't under our conscious control. If you've ever started cacinating at school, in church, or at a funeral, you know what I'm talking about. Cacinating is another word for uncontrollable laughter.
It's words you never heard.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Words.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Your Future Is Now is proudly brought to you by the good guys at the 6MinuteWebinar.com. And right before the break, we were talking to Stephen Pooler. We were just getting briefly into how important collaboration is and good collaboration with your business associates, family, friends. They can do you a tremendous job without you spending one thin dime on advertising, and that's extremely important. And Bill, I know that with us, what we do at the 6-Minute Webinar and with Scale Pathway and the TV and radio show, I tell people, you know, we have a superstore under one roof. With Scale Pathway, someone comes in, the first thing they need to do is have clarity on what it is that they want to create. It could be write a book or, you know, market a product or create a product or whatever it is. You got to have clarity on what you want to do. You got to be focused on that. How can that bless someone, your ideal client? And then you go to, you know, go on out to where you scale it. And the 6-Minute Webinar is a vehicle that helps you get from where you are to where you want to be as far as getting your message out there. And then we have a radio show like you're listening to right here. And we also have a TV show. So my goodness gracious, I tell people, it kind of reminds me of that old song, Ghostbusters. Who are you going to call, you know? Because we really do have everything under one roof. That's what's so shocking. And it came to us, didn't it, Bill?
Yeah, well, that's the way, you know, that's the way it happens. And it's interesting because with the what we've been talking about and what Mark Stephen Pooler was just saying is the world has changed.
Oh, yeah.
And there's so much noise and there's so many different avenues, Mark, to you know, through social media and other ways for people to think they're getting their name out. But really they aren't, are they? It's just the same old people seeing it over and over again. It really takes quite an effort.
That is the great thing with media. It's going out to, even if you're just touching one person's life as well, that can really change someone's life. So it isn't always about numbers, because like Jim said to me before, could you cope with millions of clients? You only need a few clients to change your business. But the great thing is with media coverage, you are going out to a wide audience. You can really reach millions of people through articles, through radio, through television, and you really, really can get your message, your products and services out to the wider audience. And as Jim was saying about collaboration, sometimes the world of business can be very dog eat dog. People see other businesses as a threat or as competition. I just don't have that mindset. Even if someone is in the same industry as myself with the same products and the same products and services, I will purposely go out my way to create joint ventures and collaborations with people who have got the same products and services. I see opportunity rather than competition. Collaboration, especially after this global pandemic, I think we all need to come closer together, support each other, come from a place of love, and don't see business as competition. Think, how can I collaborate so we can both be in business together?
Oh,
sorry, Jim. Yeah.
Go ahead.
You're singing my song, you know, collaboration rather than competition. Mm-hmm. There's plenty of business for everybody. There's plenty to go around. We can help each other. We can grow together. And that's always been the smoother, softer way to go. When you go to competition, there's a winner and a loser.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Right, Mark?
And yes.
That's never a happy situation.
The thing that I really like about it, too, is when you work together and help each other and bless each other, some people are going to be attracted to the person you introduce them to that you wouldn't attract anyway.
Yes.
You know, and then it also comes back, you know, on the backside there, because when you bless others, you're going to be blessed too. I mean, it's just a win-win situation. And I feel sorry for people who do not see that, because sadly, they don't realize that they're robbing themselves on all fronts, not only monetarily, but also the joy and jubilee of helping a fellow human being, you know, get their message out. And that's pitiful, isn't it?
I think so. And I think if you're worrying about competition or looking and thinking people are doing better than you, mm-hmm. that is going to hold you back in business. Have laser focus on your own business. If you are looking sideways at others, look for inspiration rather than thinking of their competition. I really have never had that mindset. Maybe in the beginning I did a little bit when I was trying to make a success of myself, but that does hold you back.
Mm-hmm.
Create collaborations, joint ventures, even with people who are in the same industry with mm-hmm. the same product and service. That is a win-win-win.
It really is. And go ahead, sir. Go ahead, Bill.
Well, I was going to ask Mark about to explain a little bit more about how joint ventures work.
Good question.
That is a really good question. And I do a lot of collaborations and joint ventures. And unfortunately, there are some people that do get it wrong, and they will take and take. In my eyes, a joint venture or a collaboration, I have a friend named Jennifer who I do a lot of joint ventures with. She has a saying, which is 1 + 1 = 3. Mm-hmm. So I love that, because when 1 and 1 come together, that doesn't make 2. It makes a whole new level. 1 + 1 = 3, because you're opening up big opportunities. I would say what it isn't is where there's one person gaining and the other person is not gaining. True collaboration is where there's a mutual benefit on both sides, a win-win for both parties. Don't just go into a business collaboration and get what you can from the other person and then don't give any value and no benefit back to them, because that will be a short-lived collaboration. When you do a mutual benefit where you both win, that is long-term, and long-term business relationships are what lead to success.
And another thing, too, is that when you build that type of relationship with someone, you'll be surprised how quickly and eagerly they are to tell other people that they come in contact with about you, which, you know, really, you know, the word of mouth and the recommendation and knowing that you are a team player, that you will help them as much as, you know, you'll help yourself and you work together. That's what win-win-win is. And notice how much money that costs we just talked about. It doesn't cost a dime, does it, Mark?
It doesn't. And like you mentioned, people will be more inclined to tell others and recommend you, and that will open up other joint ventures and collaborations. But it can also go the other way. If you just go into a collaboration and it's only about how you are gaining and you are winning, I'm sure the word would spread fast as well about that, because bad news does travel fast. So be sure you come from good ethics. You are there for a mutual benefit, and watch your business thrive.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I mentioned a little bit earlier in the show about your great TV show. I watched it, you know, and I couldn't recall the name of it off the top of my head, but it's on E360 TV. I'd like for you to, you know, share with the folks, you know, about your TV show. We know it's on the E360 TV, and you can go to E360TV.com. And I imagine, I don't know where your show is going to be placed. Ours is under the Positive Vibrations, and you can scroll down there. And by the way, you can catch Mark's episode there too. It was on the 13th of January, episode number 24 of Messages of Inspiration and Hope. Or you can go to our YouTube channel, Messages of Inspiration and Hope, and see number 20, episode number 24, and you'll see Mr. Mark there in action. But share a little bit about your TV show.
Yes, I would love to. So my television show is the same name as my radio show, Brilliance Business TV. And it's conversations with leading experts in business. So on the show, we've got everything from real estate investors, real estate mentors. We have coaches, best-selling authors, creatives, even celebrities are coming into the show. Some of the biggest names mm-hmm. in personal development. I am digging deep into their lives, the obstacles that they have overcome, mm-hmm. challenges that they have faced, tips and guidance for the viewer of the episodes so they can create more success in their lives and learning more about business in mm-hmm. general. So it's Brilliance Business TV on E360 TV network. And I think I'm under Fresh Takes at the moment.
Oh, yeah. You know, the reason why I had a little trouble remembering the name of it, because the word brilliance and brilliant had never been an adjective to describe me. So that's why it was a disconnect.
I don't believe that.
But ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back right after this brief commercial break.
Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com, and just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people define their future. You may have heard that a picture is worth 1,000 words. Well, a video is worth 1,000 pictures. Koji Somaldi says, if you're not using video in 2019, you're going to get left behind. Most people feel lost or confused when it comes to marketing. Preston Martelli is a marketing guru whose strategies are both art and science in growing your business. Preston helps you make the right decisions that are predictable, measurable, and scalable. For additional information about Koji, Preston, or any of our executive training directors, go to our website at speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Look forward to Shark Week on the Discovery Channel. The Sharkarazzi will be in full force taking photos. And no baby sharks or pups are injured in the making of the broadcast. Here are a few bite-sized facts about sharks. Sharks never run out of teeth. If they lose one, another spins forward from rows and rows of back teeth. A shark may lose up to 20,000 teeth in a lifetime. Shark Week's famous shark-attracting bait are called chumsicles. Those are the 4-ton frozen masses made up of fish carcasses. There only needs to be one part per million of blood in the water for a shark to be able to detect it. What's the word for the fear of sharks? Salachophobia.
It's Martin Neighbor.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Your Future Is Now is proudly brought to you by the good guys at the 6MinuteWebinar.com. That's SIXMinuteWebinar.com. I'm also joined today by the honorary host here on the Toginet radio station, Mr. Bill Heinrich. Bill has a great free ebook for you today. It's called Clarity Has No Story. You go to myfreebook.me, as in me, Mike Echo, and you can download that free ebook. And it's a wonderful gift from Mr. Bill to you guys out there. And please share that book, because there's a lot of people out there that really need clarity during these trying times, and not only in their personal life, but also in their business life. And with Mr. Bill's book, The 7 Levels of Truth, and he's the co-creator of the 6MinuteWebinar.com, he is the supermarket of getting things done and getting clarity in your life and in your business. Isn't that right, Mr. Bill?
Yeah, it's, you know, life is only about a search for clarity.
Yeah.
And it's very much the same as we're talking to our guest today about.
Right.
Getting specific clarity and how they get their message out. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. And Mr. Mark, Stephen Pooler, he's going to talk about how important it is to be a good servant to your clients, because if you don't have clarity in your mind and know where you're going, you're not going to be able to help them either. That's what I love about it. Mark, share a little bit about how important it is to be a good servant to your clients.
You need to make sure that you deliver with your clients. I personally always over deliver, and that is another recipe for success. When I started my journey, Jim, I really struggled to build my own profile. I spoke all over the UK for free. I didn't earn a penny. I did that to build my own profile. So I made it my mission to really serve my clients so that I can do for them what I didn't do for myself in the beginning. I really had to struggle to build my profile. So I think it would be beneficial for the listeners just for me to share some of the benefits of PR and media coverage. And the big one, it's being really dominant on Google. So when you're having written credibility articles and press releases, it's making you dominate Google on page one of Google, Google News, even YouTube. The articles I do, they get transcribed onto YouTube. So that when anyone is searching your name or your business name, you are found. Because whenever someone wants to give you a job, an opportunity, a collaboration, a joint venture, people are going to Google your name. So media coverage gives you a real strong Google presence. Another one is celebrity endorsement or brand association. So when I'm publishing articles or press release, it will open my clients up to, as seen on logos like Fox, NBC, ABC, CBS, what they can use on their marketing, branding and website. That gives them instant brand association, which leads to building trust. As a celebrity endorsement, I can position my clients on articles next to really high profile celebrities, putting their image next to really high profile names in business, personal development, and even well-known celebrities, instantly lifting my clients and giving them credibility and authority. So I support my clients and serve them that way, mm-hmm. by giving them instant credibility, authority fast, giving them really big exposure and doing that really quickly. I give them brand association, celebrity endorsement. All of these things lead to attracting trust, which does over time help my clients to attract even more clients into their business. And like I mentioned before, PR and media is much more effective than advertising alone, because it's third party credibility, someone else saying how amazing your business is, how amazing your product or service is. Mm-hmm. That is so much more powerful than just self-promotion. Yeah. Or advertising when there is a third party singing your praises for you. I do offer a free PR consultation. So if there's anyone listening out there that would like to get seen, noticed and heard with Worldwide Digital Media, simply go to www.contactmark.me. That's contactmark.me, and it's Mark with a K, and just schedule a Zoom get together. We'll have a coffee and do a PR consultation together.
That's amazing, because, you know, Bill, one of the things that kind of surprised me, I kind of, you know, didn't realize it, to be honest with you, even though I've been on the radio for many years, and we started this little radio show back in April of 2019, you were our first guest on the show, and you, just like Mark, you were the first guest, and here you are, you know, as co-host there. But Mark, also too, what really kind of like, I did not realize what came to me. We were just on our third week of broadcast on our TV show, and this guy contacted me from Pakistan, and he wanted me to work with him on a program. And he says, you can do it in English. And he says, then I can convert it over to, you know, whatever language they use there. I guess I'm not sure. But he says, I can do the translation. I got thinking about it. I said, man, that's about another 4 hours of work. I mean, I don't have enough slack in my chain. And I asked him, I said, how'd you come find me? He says, I saw you on TV. Now, my point being, ladies and gentlemen, in a lot of countries around the world with this worldwide digital blueprint of broadcast as far as radio and TV, if someone sees you on TV in some of these countries, you are not only have instant credibility, you must be a celebrity. You've got to be somebody important, because most of the people they see on TV over there is either celebrities or politicians. The average person, they don't really see that much unless they're on the news or something, you know? Have you picked up on that, Mark? Have you seen that?
I agree totally. You never know who you are impacting. You never know who is listening. And web television is so, so powerful, along with radio,
yeah,
written credibility articles. You never know who is watching. And that is just why I'm so passionate about media, Jim. It's instant, it's fast, it's informative, and it's entertaining at the same time.
Well, you're exactly right. And you know, Bill, studies have proven that if you go into a store and you're looking for a specific product, and you see on the boxes there might be three or four different brands there, the same product that you're looking for, and on one of the boxes it has a little note on there, a little sticker or whatever, it says as seen on TV, your mind automatically will tell you, wow, if it's been on TV, it's got to be good. That's the power of TV. And Bill, I tell you, it's really a blessing for us to have the radio show, the TV show, just like Mark does, and to be able to get your positive message out there, isn't it?
It really, really does make a difference. And the other thing that's really fascinating is with the change because of the pandemic, is this is more of a global environment than it's ever been before. Isn't that correct, Mark?
It certainly is. I have always loved the power of media, digital media, television, broadcasting, radio. but I just think this pandemic has really amplified it and shown how small the world really is. We are all connected, thank goodness, through the power of Zoom, the power of Skype, the power of online digital media. Mm-hmm. And I can only see digital media getting stronger and stronger because I think a lot of people will want to keep this new way of working as well. So online media is definitely around to stay.
Yeah, the virtual stage is here to stay. There's no question about that, because at first we were all in shock and no one knew what was going on. And we were just all concerned and we were worried about this pandemic and how fast can we get this thing under control. But, you know, it forced us to open up more into the virtual world. And now, hey, this is pretty good. You don't have to worry about traffic other than, you know, your internet traffic. But you don't have to worry about any type of, you know, going somewhere, you know, just right there in the comfort of your home or your studio, wherever you might be. I mean, this is real easy to get to spoil you is really what it's going to do. I think it's going to spoil a lot of people.
I agree totally.
And Bill, we got about 1 minute left, my man. I'd like for you to share any closing thoughts you have about the show today.
Well, it really brings to light the change in how we market today. You've made so many good points, Mark. Would you give everyone your website again real quick, or how they can get a hold of you, please?
If anyone would like to book a PR consultation, a Zoom coffee get together, simply go to www.contactmark.me. That's contactmark.me. And thank you so much for having me on the show. I thoroughly enjoyed being your guest today.
Well, thank you, sir. We enjoyed having you here. And ladies and gentlemen, all of that information will be in the description of the show. Just go to Your Futures Now on YouTube. It'll be up later on today. Thank you. Have a good week.